أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقالوا اتخذ الله ولدا سبحانه بل له ما في السماوات والأرض كل له قانتون. As explained yesterday on this ayat, ulama have given beautiful explanations that Allah Ta'ala, it is impossible logically and from the non-believers' point of view also that Allah Ta'ala can have any offspring, children, as what the Jews and Christians claim that Allah is God's sons, or as the mushrikeen, the polytheists, used to claim that the malaika are the daughters of Allah Ta'ala. Because if Allah has offspring, then they must be the same like Allah Ta'ala, which they also admit are not the same. And that the person's children, offspring, must be the same as that of the parents. They also accept that they are not. And that children, when they are born, then they undergo change. And they also accept that Allah does not undergo change. So for these reasons, it is impossible, logical reasons, and from their own point of view. And also that a person is in need of his children. Like parents, when they grow old, they need the support of their children. When children are small, they need the support of their parents. So Allah will need the support of these other gods, na'uzu billah. Or these gods will be independent of Allah. All those are impossible things. Another explanation which is given also by the ulama, which is also logical, that if it has to be accepted hypothetically that Allah Ta'ala has got children, the boys or the sons, as these people with the wrong beliefs claim, then the children will either be they will be independent of Allah Ta'ala. If they are independent, because they are God, so they have to be independent. If they are independent, that means they are not need of Allah. Then Allah Himself does not, na'uzu billah, remain Allah. Because Allah is totally independent. Allah is not dependent upon anyone in any way whatsoever. And if the other aspect is accepted, that they are dependent on Allah Ta'ala, then they are not gods, because a God is not dependent on anyone. He is as he is on his own. All these are academic discussions, which if we understand and comprehend and keep it to us when we have discussions with Jews, Christians, and their wrong beliefs and polytheists, we can explain them on these logical lines and on their own concepts which they accept also. That what they believe is totally wrong, that Allah Ta'ala can have any children in any form whatsoever. Allah Ta'ala, as Allah says, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Allah is the one and only. Allah has got no one that is the same as Allah in any way, as far as the actions and of Allah are concerned, as far as the sifat, the qualities of Allah Ta'ala are concerned, and as far as the zat, the being of Allah is concerned. He is one. Allahu Samad. Allah Ta'ala is totally independent. Allah is not in need of anyone whatsoever. So these are things that we should try and understand, and then it will help us to explain to others also. Then Allah says, Subhana. This word is like a small word, and perhaps we don't pay much attention to it, but it has got great, great meaning in it, that pure is Allah. Allah Ta'ala, we believe in that pure being who is so independent, who does not need anyone, and nobody can be like him in any way whatsoever. And also, as explained, it is very necessary for us that we understand who Allah is, not what we think who Allah is, but who Allah Ta'ala actually is. That, for example, Allah Ta'ala is fa'alul lima yureed. Allah does just as He pleases. Nobody can dictate to Allah. Nobody can overpower Allah. He does as He pleases. So that is that being, Subhana. Yaf'alu ma yasha. He does as He pleases. So Allah Ta'ala is totally independent of all. And with that argument also, that if the offspring, if na'uzubillah, if Allah has got offspring, then they are, on the one side they say they are the children of Allah Ta'ala, the offspring of Allah. The other side they say they are gods also. They believe in them as gods also. So if that is the case, then for a child to be a slave is impossible. Nobody will want his own child to be a slave. And they also admit that they used to eat and drink also. They are dependent on Allah Ta'ala. And the idols they worship, for example, they cannot stand on their own, they cannot lie on their side on their own. Food they put for them, they cannot eat, they can't do anything. They are totally dependent. So they are the creation of Allah. And the creation cannot be the creator. And the creator cannot be the creation. It is impossible. So from, of course, Islamic points of view, it's very clear that Allah is absolutely one. But these people who believe in this, whether it is the Jews or the Christians, that Allah has got sons, or whether it is the polytheists who believe that Allah has got daughters, from their own point of view and clearly from a logical point of view also, it is totally wrong, inconceivable, and there can be no possibility of it whatsoever. وَلَّهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ بَلْكَ اُسِيكَ هَي جُو كُچْ هَي آسْمَان اور زَمِين مَن. But in actual reality, whatever there is in the heavens and in the skies, all belong solely and only to Allah Ta'ala. We ourselves also, and everyone, كُلُّ لَهُ قَانِتُونَ. سَبْ اُسِي كِتَابِ دَارِ هَي. And all are obedient and submit to Allah Ta'ala. That creation of Allah Ta'ala, which are not responsible for their action. They are directly in the control of Allah, and they do exactly as Allah has told them. Like the sun, the moon, the winds, the rain, they are fully in the control of Allah. We are also fully in the control of Allah in the sense and the aspect that our birth and our death is not at all in our hands. It is fully. Allah gave us a choice here to be obedient to Him, or if we choose to be disobedient, that is our choice. But as far as our birth and death is concerned, that is, in that sense, we are also totally subservient to Allah. It is not in our control. What Allah has given us in our control to test us, that is, we must understand we are being tested, and in that also we should submit fully to Allah Ta'ala and be obedient to Allah Ta'ala. So Allah, we should recognize Allah as Allah is, and that's very important, that our maut comes and that we have recognized Allah. Allah is more closer to us than our jugular vein, than our own lives. And if we haven't reached Allah and recognized Allah in a whole lifetime, then we are responsible for that. And we have to recognize Allah and then believe in Him and then be subservient and obey Him totally and fully. May Allah give us all tawfiq and guide us to righteousness.